What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Talk about missed opportunity. They got everything. I mean, they got dill pickle vodka.
They do. Yeah. And you know what? A lot of them are quite enjoyable.
You know how many just random flavors of, whether it's vodka or just any, you know, liqueur that I have because I wanted to make a drink once?
Is it a lot?
It's way too much.
Yeah.
I have like two different things of orange liqueur. You don't need two different things. I have several different flavors of schnapps. The only thing, the last time
I... You can do straight up schnapps, though. That's always a decent time. Like root beer schnapps.
Ironically, I think that's the one schnapps I don't have.
Root beer schnapps?
Do not
have
it.
The most famous of the schnapps?
Do not have it. Huh. I have all the other schnappses. The family of schnappses lives well in the Wilson household, except root beer.
It's the best schnapps.
By the way... Germans were on one where like, we will start with a root beer.
That's how that went down.
That's exactly how they said it.
Just like that.
We'll get to the other ones later.
This is the drunk history of how that went down.
The schnapps, that is.
Yeah.
I gotta say.
Yes?
No, I really just want a bacon cheeseburger. I'm sorry. That's where Fatty distracts himself.
We're getting close to dinner time. It's
it
okay.
Is. I mean, this is my...
I'm finally having the Indian food tonight I didn't get to have on Cinco de Mayo. Because my mom was insistent we have Mexican food to be festive. We were going to have Indian food.
Yeah.
We didn't. Now we're having it tonight, and I'm thrilled. I love Indian food.
Really?
Are you a fan? You're not a fan?
I don't think I've ever had it. You know, you're kind of like my food Sherpa. You're the guy that introduced me to, what's that called?
Which I don't know. I don't know what you're going for. He's doing that thing where he asked me to be
everything.
In his brain again.
I lost everything.
Sushi.
I was so succinct.
Sushi.
Yes.
I got you into sushi.
Yes, and that's exactly what I was talking about.
There we go.
Sushi.
8 years ago or so, seven
you were
years
my
ago.
Sushi Sherpa.
We went into the sushi restaurant together because I've been telling Nick that he had to have sushi. And then it was a hybrid sushi hibachi place.
Yeah.
But we sat at the bar and we had sushi while hibachi was going in the background. And I could see it with your eyes. You wanted to be very much a part of the hibachi crew, and you're like, you got me sushi, but there's fire over there.
Also, I believe that was one where we might have tied it on a little too hard, and it was just after Browns game, so I'm already running late, and I had to let Vanessa know I don't have a ride home, so I had to stay in downtown Cleveland, and we're lucky I'm still married. That did not go down well. I did not expect to have that many drinks, that much sushi. And it did not play. I did not even give her a heads up. Like, you're like, well, I'm going to be a little late. Me and my boy JP going to hit up the sushi spot. No, there was no heads up. There was a, I ain't coming home.
I mean, it was definitely it was a spur of the moment deal, though. It wasn't like we planned to get sushi afterwards. In fact, you surprised me because I've been telling you, because back, believe it or not, 7 or 8 years ago, having sushi was still like, not everyone's had it type thing. And so I'm like, you have to have sushi.
I was like the last person
to
not have sushi,
by
the way.
Sushi. It'd be like today, somebody being like, you've never had a cheeseburger? Same type deal. And
I don't think those are even remotely same. One is American pub food, and the other is still, it's not fringe, but it's on the outer fringes of the cuisine experience.
I think they both tapped out the amount of people that could have it in society. Like, we're at 99.9% on both ends.
Well, no, because you can get the extra 0.01% just by letting me have a second one every day and it not kill me. I could eat more burgers.
I could eat enough for everyone.
I think once every 6 months is good for me on sushi.
Yeah, it didn't seem like you loved it.
No, it's good.
We had fun.
But it wasn't like, I need to have this. Now, where were we going with this?
Well, I was going to tell you about Shador Sanders and the tweet that Boog had.
We got to get to this.
Because
now,
this was kind of wild.
Is Boog becoming our source on the show for all things Shador?
I mean, he just tweets it out publicly. I'd love to say that he's like our guy or something like that, but I've never had contact
with
him.
Nobody else has claimed him.
I guess if it's open, we'd love to have him.
Yeah.
Love to have him. I love his...
Maybe we could have him, and then like 3 hours later, he could like tweet something out incendiary that we missed the opportunity to ask him on.
That would be fun, too.
I'd be so mad if that happened to us.
That would be... Yeah, we would not have a good time with that.
So bad for that show.
So he tweeted out the idea that... This is a hand stopwatch, I promise you. But he said he just clocked a 4.3340 in this workout. It's getting real. I can't wait. And it's like, well, hold on. So Shador ran a 4.3340?
Oh, I thought Boog was saying he ran the 4.3340.
Oh, you think he just clocked one?
Yeah.
So we care about Boog's 40 time?
I don't know if that's what he was tweeting out, because it sure as hell isn't Shador Sanders.
I mean, Lamar Jackson ran a 4.3740. Jalen Milroe ran in the 4.3s as well. Is Shador secretly Lamar Jackson meets Jalen Milroe and no one's talked about it?
I think this begs the question. Is he trolling? Or does he legitimately think that we will believe this tweet just because he sent it out?
I just love the idea of starting the stopwatch a little bit later and being like, I got it! 4.33! It's great! We nailed it! It's like, no, the only thing you showcased there is that you have an ability to stop a stopwatch at 4.3 seconds later than when you started it.
I do like the idea that I could like start a 40-yard dash and you don't pick it up until I get to like yard 28.
Yeah.
And then you hit it, and then... I get to 40 yards barely.
And then yelling, stopwatch, don't lie.
Look at that.
Stopwatch, don't lie.
Look at that. But what we would do is we would take a shot of your hand turning a stopwatch on. Yeah. So it made it seem like, he started it, the guy ran, and 4.3 seconds later.
Also, we have video of Shador doing just about everything. You're going to throw 4.33 out there? I'd like to see video of that.
Oh, wow.
I want video.
Is this the Shatern we've all been waiting for?
Listen, if he can go 4.33, then we're unlocking something different with Shador. If he can run a 4.33, now the doubt that has creeped into my voice here tells you that I don't believe he actually ran a 4.33.
Doesn't sound like you have a lot of shafaith.
The projected times and what he'd been basically doing in any workout he's ever done has been in like the 4.6, 4.8 range. He's not a 4.3 guy.
So... Is he just playing on the fact? Is Boog just playing on the fact, tweeting out, Shador just ran a 4.33? Is this just all like a callback to when he didn't run at the combine? Because you can't disprove that he didn't run this. Is that what this is?
I don't know what this is, but I'll tell you what. If this turns out to be like a... I'm sorry for going full Gruden there. If this turns out to be like a Justin Fields situation... Where he just gets to the pros and just becomes an insane runner instead of anything else. That would be quite the turn.
I'll give it a little CJ Stroud, too. Like, CJ, I know the Georgia game, but CJ Stroud runs in games. You're like, I keep forgetting that he can do that because I saw it once at Ohio State.
Well, that's the thing. At Ohio State, Justin Fields basically did not run, and then he gets to the pros, and then 6 months into him being an NFL player, he declared himself one of the top five best running quarterbacks of all time, and no one was even like... He's off here because he was just running so frequently.
It's just wild to me. And you're going to notice a through line because this is not about Shador Sanders. This came up when we talked about Bill Belichick and his girlfriend, the toddler. This has come up in every time we've talked about people in the public eye in their need for like setting their own narrative. I just don't know why you care. I don't know why anyone in the Sanders camp should care to put out, unless you're trolling. If you're trolling, if that's just what comes part and parcel with this, it's a big part of the Manziel camp thing of trolling people. Ha ha ha, Billy Manziel.
Well, Manziel made up a whole story about him being rich that we all bought that he was not true at all.
So like, if it's just a bit, okay, I'm a fairly mischievous person. I like a lot of dumb bits. I kind of get it. But like, If you really felt like, hey, people are saying Shador's too slow, tell him he ran a 4.33. Don't put a video out.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Like, what do we, like, why? Why do you care? Like, even, honestly, this is the downside of the tweet yesterday where he clearly took umbrage and supposed that the Browns did Shador dirty with the number 12. Like, they might have.
Well, no, but
I couldn't put it past the Browns not to be like, we're going to show this kid who's boss. At the same point, why?
Here's also the
problem,
though.
You're fighting a battle that doesn't exist.
Here's also the problem. Maybe 2 hours later, he'll come back and be like, I was obviously talking about Travis Hunter. And then it'll be like, no, you're the Shador guy now. If you say he, it's going to have to mean Shador.
I just, you know what it strikes to me is you're laying the groundwork to make excuses for a kid who doesn't need excuses. Like, to me, it almost feels like, okay, people throw this around a lot in sports, and it's the dumbest thing ever. I railed on it already today. To me, it's the epitome of loser mentality. If you're trying to sway the narrative, guys, the only thing that's going to matter is what does he look like on the football field.
Yeah, and we'll know. It'll be obvious to us. We'll know whether or not he's putting a lot of work and gotten the job done.
And so if you're not confident in that dude, what are we doing? Like at some point, just be confident in yourself. Like, there's so much of the Shador camp thing, and I'm not trying to rail against your dude. I want him to succeed here. I really, really do. All right, I just want somebody to pull the sword from the stone and surprise us this year, make me wrong as hell that they're not a 3-14 team. I'd like it to be one of the young guys so we can have prolonged hope. I want to watch consistent winning football. At the same point, like, why are we coming off so insecure and so needy? Like, what? Like, live, just, you don't need to. If I was Shador Sanders, dude, I'm not Shador Sanders, and I don't care.
Yeah, there are people that just care and they like the updates, though. I don't know that it's insecure and needy. I think he's just trying.
It's what it comes off as.
I think what's happened here is he's gotten a little bit more following now that he's become basically Shador's guy. And I know he'll tell you, I've been tweeting out here for a decade or whatever it's been. Okay, that's fine. I just became of your existence or just knew of your existence a week and a half ago, right? Well, yeah. And maybe he's catching on to that.
We got the tinfoil hats talking here.
All right, I like this.
Loba saying, my conspiracy about the Boog tweet. The Boog tweet. I'm never going to get over this.
That's okay. The
simplest nickname in the damn world, and I cannot get it. My apologies to Boogs, all of them. And so his conspiracy is that he posted it because everyone saw Pickett running in the racing video. Yeah, that's a little... this is not a criticism. There's a lot of guys racing each other video content from the Browns today that, as a fan, does nothing for me.
All right, so now he's saying he wasn't talking about Shador, by the way. You talk about it, you get the instant reaction. He says he's not talking about Shador. When you're the Shador guy, we have to assume everything you're saying is Shador, is it not?
Clearly, he was talking about DeAndre Carter.
Yeah, right?
Because
what are we doing? Are we going to have this? All right, now, well, we have to make a show stancer. I think we're out on Boog.
No.
Is it going to be this coy and this... the misdirection was obvious here, was it not?
Yeah, it was. But no, I'm not out on him. He's not a reliable source on Twitter, but who is? But no, I just don't care, buddy. Like, you're in a great camp. Like, it's okay. Real Savior P saying, why do you care? Why? Because it seems desperate. It seems insecure, and you shouldn't be. And by the way, I made it very clear at the beginning of this, if you're just joining us, I'm not specifically even talking about Shador. There's so many people, and I'll tell you, a fair amount of the organizations in this town are wildly obsessed with what is said about them that at no point has it ever been personal. Like, you actually listen to this station, people don't take personal shots. Okay. Most people don't take personal shots.
You did call Bill Belichick's girlfriend a toddler like 2 minutes ago.
That's why I said most people don't take shots. But oh, well, that's not how this really went. No, it's not how you want to say it went. And like this obsession with churning out a narrative, and I'm sure it's all tied up with business and being obsessed about trying to make as much money as you can. It just makes you like, guys, if I was a billionaire, I promise you, that none of what anyone would say on social media about, I know, because last night I sent a tweet and people said really awful things to me. And you know what I said? They must not be in a good spot. Or, it's right after a game. They're probably just emotional.
Yeah, and they were emotional because it was like, after a game and a lot of people weren't in a good spot.
I do not get in an era of this kind of accessibility with each other. How everyone in sports is trying to front. It is just, it blows my mind. If I was that good looking, if I was that rich, if I was that talented, if I had a harem of Insta chicks at my disposal, and I'm just talking about Belichick at this point, I don't have those things.
I know, but he's not.
And
like,
I don't care.
It's not like Shador is the only one, you know?
That's a great point. But it's just everybody in sports.
It's a lot of athletes these days. It's what they feel like they need to do.
And it's just like...
But I get it. I get it. The videos you post, it gets fans excited. And then ultimately, you can make money off these type of things. You get advertisements. You get endorsements. Like, if you have 1 million followers on TikTok, that's very profitable in many ways. And that's just what they're going after.
Also, just reading here, it turns out I ran a 4:33 earlier today. We didn't get any video of it because it was I was actually saving a falling kitten from a burning building. But let it be known, I caught the cat. They're alive. Well, actually, it ran into the street and then got hit. But I saved it. I gave it an extra 3 seconds on the planet.
That was too much of a turn for me for that kitten. In my head, I was like, did you catch the kitten? And you're like, you answered it. I caught the kitten. And then I wanted to know the kitten was home safe. And then you just killed the kitten in the middle of the road.
But then it survived. Oh!
An M. Night Shyamalan twist. And now you're nursing it to health in your bosom.
Right here. It's right here.
It's how does it fit perfectly right there?
Keith will pull the video.
Where it's going to go on my OnlyFans at Nick Wilson Does. In case we missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.